Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Tuesday, May 27th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for listening, tuning in again all over the globe as a result of the satellite team, the SAT team, getting this signal out everywhere in your own language. And let's do this before we go to a teaching that Sue has provided for us tonight, and we're all excited about that. Let's go to let's open the call with prayer, like we always do. All right? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the fun that we can have while we're waiting for things to begin for us. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for our provision. We thank you for our healing. We thank you for all that you do in our lives right now to prepare us for an incredible lifetime event. Thank you for all that you've done and will do in the future for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, happy day after the holiday. And hopefully you've had a chance to rest and relax. And now we get the benefit of a wonderful teaching.
Thank you, Bruce. It's wonderful because we just celebrated a new moon, and so this is a fresh new start in a new direction. And I want to dedicate this, wonder if she's listening, to a beautiful woman named Faith, who knows how to walk in her divinity, who knows how to blend divinity and neuroscience so it gets into the body. And she's just epic. And I dedicate this to you. You can stretch. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I've done, and even greater works, because I'm going to be with the Father. John 14:12. The famous architect Frank Lloyd Wright designed many beautiful buildings, homes, and other magnificent structures. Toward the end of his career, a reporter asked him, "Of your many beautiful designs, which one is your favorite?" Without missing a beat, Frank Lloyd Wright answered, "My next one." Frank Lloyd Wright understood the principle of stretching. That's going to be good. I'm going to use that in a different context. Frank Lloyd Wright understood the principle of stretching, constantly pressing forward, never being satisfied simply with past successes. The entire world is waiting for your next adventure. Too many people are living far below their potential. They have many gifts and talents and so much more going for them, but they've gotten comfortable, settled where they are, and lately become too easily satisfied. I often hear people making excuses for stagnating in their personal growth. "I've achieved as much as most. Compared to other people, I'm doing pretty well in my career. I've gone as far as my parents did." God never performs his greatest feats in your yesterday. God wants you to be more blessed tomorrow than you are today. That's great, but God wants you to go further. He's a progressive God, and he wants every generation to be increasing in happiness, success, significance, and contribution. No matter where we are in life, God has more in store. He never wants us to quit growing. We should always be reaching for new heights in our abilities, in our spiritual walk, in our finances, in our careers, and our personal relationships. We all have areas where we can come up higher. We may have achieved a certain level of success, but there are always new challenges, other mountains to climb. There are new dreams and goals that we can pursue. No doubt, God has already done a lot in your past. He's opened doors for you that nobody else could open. Maybe he's given you a wonderful family and home. Perhaps he's caused you to be promoted, given you favor with your employer or supervisors. That's marvelous, and you should thank God for all that he's done for you. But be careful. Sometimes when you're enjoying life, it's easy to become complacent, to get satisfied and think, yes, God's been good to me. I can't complain. I've achieved my goals. I've reached my limits. But God never performs his greatest feats in your yesterdays. He may have done wonders in the past, but you haven't seen anything yet. The best is yet to come. Don't allow your life to become dull. Keep dreaming, hoping, and planning for new projects, experiences, and adventures with God, and I'm going to say, and those that you love. I've discovered that God likes to outdo himself. He wants to show his favor in your life in greater ways today than he did yesterday. He wants you to be more blessed tomorrow than you are today. He intends for you to have a greater impact on the world than you've had. That means if you're a teacher, you haven't taught your best lesson yet. If you're a builder, you haven't built your best home yet. If you're a business person or about to become a blooming humanitarian, yes, I'm inserting this into the...
Blooming.
You haven't negotiated your best deal yet, and you haven't even met your stride in what you can accomplish with a whole great team. It's time to get your hopes up, enlarge your vision, and get ready for the new things that God has on the horizon. Your best days are not behind you. They're in front of you. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I like that teaching. That was really good. I wasn't sure what it was going to be like exactly when you started out with the word stretch. But it's like you said, Frank Lloyd Wright, you know, what's your favorite house, you know, that you've built, the next one? I mean, that is so true of people with imagination and people with the design that he has and had. It's remarkable. I'm trying to think of the name of the house that he built that really was a, I don't know if it was called Cross Timbers or what it was called, but it was built over water, like a running stream. Beautiful. Bob will know the name of this one. You don't, Sue. But it's, you know, it's fascinating because we've got a Frank Lloyd Wright house here in Tulsa that draws people to see it, of course. And I think what's really interesting about this teaching is that it tells us that our best is yet to come, that we have more to look forward to than we do to look behind us. And I think for those of us who stretched enough to believe in exotic currencies like dinar and dong and real and everything else that we know about. By the way, there are 24 currencies in the first and only basket, by the way. You know, those things that we did to stretch to be a part of this, when a lot of people blew it off or thought you were crazy or whatever, they're about to be proven incorrect, and you're about to be proven correct about it. But I like the fact that we can stretch, God can stretch us, and God can put ideas in our spirit, translate it to our mind, that we can take and run with in the future. In the Bible, it uses the term witty inventions. You know, look at Elon Musk and what he has created so far. And he's not done yet. He's a young guy. You know, it's amazing to think of the technology that is there that's been hidden from us, like the med beds, that it's about to be revealed. And the other technologies about energy and free energy and so on, we're about to make a large step into this quantum new paradigm. And I'm excited about it for everybody's sake. And I know that we can just let everything go that is of no value to us from our past, and let it go as we embrace newness of life and new opportunities, new adventures. It's amazing, really, what we're going to be exposed to. And how do we perceive it? How do we receive it? How do we look at things that are different and look at them in new light? I think it's going to be remarkable and great for us to do that. And I'm looking forward to everything, like you all are, after we get started with our blessing. It will indeed be a blessing. So for all of us, and let's pray that that's what it is for everybody, because we, as we go forward, we're going to bless people that don't have what we stretched to have. And that's going to be for the benefit of all of humankind, not just for ourselves. So that's what I enjoyed in your teaching, Sue. Thanks again for bringing that tonight. Bob, what do you think of this teaching, and how does it make you feel like you have already stretched?
Well, thank you, Bruce, and thanks, Sue. It's a really, really great way to start the week. You know, it's like, here we are starting the last week of May, and we can kind of decide how we want to do it. Do we want to just kind of work on our to-do list and coast, or is it time, you know, to really stretch and, you know, create these new directions? And I think that, you know, we live in the most magnificent possible universe anybody could ever imagine. It's immense, it's dynamic, it's beautiful, and I believe it's a recreational universe, and we are here to learn lessons and to have fun. And I think we can rejoice, and we can play, and we can praise, and we can celebrate, you know, right till the very end. And I saw that with a bunch of people in my life. When I lived in New York, I owned a business brokerage company that specialized in helping inventors. And I got to meet Cleveland Dodge, who owned the Dodge Machine Company, and he had invented the carabiner, which are the clips that mountain climbers use. And he also invented Teflon plumber's tape. And the other thing that he was working on, which he'd been working on for many years, and he helped create the hydrogen fuel cell that was used with the lunar lander. And he actually had that fuel cell in his plant when I went to visit him for the first time. And he was 88 years old, and he wanted to create a hydrogen fuel cell that could power a car. And that's why he had commissioned me to help him figure out how to stop the degradation of the interior of the fuel cell that was coated with Nafion. And we did figure it out, but turns out he didn't really live long enough to see it through. But we used an invention to help him at the end of his life, where he was getting dementia. And we used an invention from another client of mine, Saul Liss, who invented the Liss stimulator. That was the first ever stimulator FDA approved to put on your head, where you could run electricity through your head. And it helped tremendously, and we helped him to sew the pads into the sides of his baseball cap, Cleveland Dodge, so that he could run the wires down the back of his neck through his shirt, and no one knew he was walking around all day running electric square wave pulsed electric fields through his brain so he could remember names and perform at a high level. And Dr. Liss invented that stimulator when he was 80 years old. He had been the electrical engineer on the Manhattan Project. And when he got out, he got a PhD in biomedical engineering and invented what is now called the Fisher-Wallace stimulator. And then I remember also meeting Ali Khan, who I was commissioned to come and assist because, you know, his family was in the real estate business. They were the wealthiest family in the world. But he wanted to do something different. He wanted to build a casino in Moscow at the age of 85. And I remember talking to him about why he wanted to do it. I was like, you're 85. Why don't you just relax? He's like, no, this is going to be fun. I want to go to Moscow and have some fun, right? And then and then also General Stubblebine, right? The famous, you know, creator of remote viewing for the military. When he got out, he talked about a new direction. When he got out of the military, he became a profound healer and helped to pioneer neurobiofeedback. And he was in his 80s at the time. And I saw all these people that were way past the average age that a person would normally live, not only changing direction and still participating, but inventing amazing things and doing amazing things. And to them, this was what surprised me the most, Sue. To them, they didn't think anything of it. It was like stretching for them and new directions was just routine, right? It was like, no, this is no big deal. This is the way we roll, you know? And so I got to see those and many, many others as well, many other people like them. And it was, and at the time, you know, I was in my 40s, and so I was like a grandchild to these people. And I'm looking at them going, man, you know, isn't that, it's just going to be great. I can get to be 88, you know, like Cleveland Dodge and still be working on stuff. And now I know it's going to be way beyond 88 because we have all this great new stuff to look forward to. And imagine what all of us on the big call are going to be able to accomplish, you know, and look back 50 years from now, 100 years from now, and go, oh, yeah, I remember when I was 70 and we started working on that project and, you know, then we got to be 80 and we took a new direction. And when we were 130, we got another new direction. And that's what we have to look forward to, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, that's great, Bob.
Wow, Bob, that was so good.
Love that, Bob. Really, really strong. Love the stories. Always love those stories. And that's fantastic. Sue, Bob has really cool stuff for us to listen to there. What about, you know, you came up with this teaching. You stretch, I think, for every new class that you bring out. I get that impression that every class is a little bit better maybe than the last one. But what about this teaching for you causes you to want to stretch?
Well, it's always the composite of the three of us that is so fascinating. And when you were talking, Bruce, I was thinking about what was coming in internally, interception, was kind of, there are so many different ways to stretch. There's stretching internally so that people are creating a new model of what it's like to scale. Like I was watching an interview with Elon Musk tonight before the call, and he's so fascinating because of his overview of, he gave this statement about regulating, and he said it's kind of like right now in businesses that have existed a long time, like automotive and petroleum and everything, We've got so much regulation that it's like having 100 referees on a field of 12 people. But in AI, we have little or no regulation. So there's stretching, so you learn from the models that are out there, and then you stretch to see what they've got right, what would be holistic. To me, and thanks to Bob, you know, what Kennedy is doing with Make America Healthy Again, you can see all of this opportunity around, and Bob and I in particular have been in the, I would say I'm in the healthy life and meaning business with the people that I've coached, and 65% of them were startups. So I had that experience, like Bob, of watching a woman she was an interior decorator, but she wanted to bring that to the yachting world. And she hired me to land the largest yacht in the world, and then turn around the whole yachting industry so that it was healthy, non-polluting, and it was really, really fun to watch a person, a newbie, going after something that was seemingly impossible. I'm sure you can imagine a little bit of our interface in that, and doing impossible things. So it's being around people like the Kennedys, like the Bob that was exposed, to having that childlike wonder. That's why they wanted Bob there. That's why they're going to get Sue in the room, because you have to be open like a child. That's the play of being strategic, yes, but being and having people around you that are going to say, there's nothing that our consciousness can't create. There's nothing we can't do. Let's be smart. Let's be wise. Let's be strategic. But let's do this. And as long as we have the energy and the right people around us, we're going to create an impact that is going to astonish us. And to me, that's really where I think a lot of you are in terms of, and a lot of us, even myself, it's going to be working on things that are, for me, exotic, or getting involved with Make America Healthy Again with some products that I develop and an endorsement from somebody we all know and love. It's playing with, but here's the stretch part. The stretch part for me is I want to do it so I'm in a slower rhythm, and I've got to put that out there before we go forward. I want to do it so I'm not just like out on social media doing, I refuse to do that. But I don't want to be busy. I want to be in flow. I want the people around me to be in flow. I want people to be experiencing meaning, connection, but I want it to be regenerative for them. And up until now, because it's been profit, because it's been crowded, because it's a thing called red ocean, there's so much competition in a lot of these things, which is why it was fun for Bob. I think because his people were creating things that were blue ocean, that means nobody else was doing it. So it was free, space. That's going to be my approach. It's just going to be, how can you stretch into designing something that is so exquisite that makes your heart sing, makes your family's heart sing, makes you the best you can possibly be, and has an impact? To me, that's the real stretch, because it's not going to be about money. It's going to be, how can I be healthy? How can I be worshiping God and one with God, and then doing what I'm doing? So
that's really good, Sue. Appreciate that. That's really good to hear that. And Yeah, that's a really good stretch, and I think we're all stretching, and we really will see the benefit of our labors in stretching. It's going to be great. So let's do this, Sue. Gosh, I was going to say something else. Can't remember what it was. Thank you for that. That was really good, Sue, and I love what Bob had to say. Excellent. So let's switch gears and let's
Give me a second.
I'll give you a second. All right. Yeah, we're going to get into praise and prayer requests and praise reports here in a minute when Sue brings that up, dials that up, and it's going to be good. I'll tell you, we have so much to look forward to.
Got it.
Pretty
okay,
got Sue,
it.
You're...
I wasn't thinking tonight. Okay,
Well, let's get into praise reports and prayer requests and see what we have, Sue.
Here we've got Scott, Pastor Scott. Tonight's praise and answered prayer. As you know, I've had difficulty walking since all my repetitive strokes. I have now graduated to walking with a cane only, and soon I'll be walking without it as God decides. Thank you, Big Call Universe, for all your prayers. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. That is so fantastic, Pastor Scott. Wow.
That's great.
Amazing.
Yep, Pastor Scott, you go from wheelchair. A few days later, you're on the walker. Number of days later, you're on the cane, and pretty soon, no cane needed. Praise God. That's exactly what we're praying for.
He's going to run a marathon. I can feel it.
He's going to run a marathon. Boy, that would be a stretch, wouldn't it? Woo!
That would be a stretch.
All right.
Bob, did I tell you I got to meet the guy that run, I can't remember what it's called, the Death Valley Ultra Marathon, 4 days.
Oh yeah!
In the middle of the summer, 24 hours. Good, I couldn't wait to stand next to him and say, "How did you do this?" I was so excited. Anyway, sorry. Here we go.
So the opposite of that is the Leadville 100. The Leadville 100, which I've been in Leadville, Colorado for that, was a 100-mile run at altitude. Of 10 to 12,000
that would be tough.
That's over about a 36 to 48 hour run. The winners were coming in about 36 hours.
Mental. Yeah.
Incredible.
It's just crazy.
Incredible.
Crazy. It humbles. Okay, so this is requesting prayer from my boss. Hello, Sue, Bruce, Bob and Big Call family, praise the Lord. My name is Tawana, and I have a special request for my boss, Hel Mumford Flats. Plates. She's been dealing with throat cancer for a couple of years, radiation and all this. I told her that God is still God, and he has the last say so. Can we make a special prayer for her total healing? Also, I don't know if there's anything Bob Boomers have that can help her while God is healing her. If there's anything that can help, can you please advise? Love you all. So I'll let Bob handle that, but I'll go and say the prayer. And maybe, Bob, at the very end, because we have a couple of, which I'm going to segment out, a couple of lengthy prayer requests. So my name is Tawana, and her boss is Kelly. So let's everybody put their hand on their heart just to activate and open up the portal in your heart in Christ and just see Kelly and Tawana and all the people around Kelly and Tawana just being circled in the most powerful 24/7 healing Christ light. See Christ's spirit overlighting them so that there is no room for this cancer. There's only perfect frequency. Perfect God, Christ, light frequency. And everywhere inside them both, outside them both, surrounding their homes, surrounding their families. This frequency is filling them so totally that it literally dissolves by its purity and its power this cancer, this seeming cancer, and it dissolves it into nothingness. The thought of the cancer leaves, the energy of the cancer leaves, and the two of them are walking as a dual feedback system to walk in Christ's healing power. And we say thank you and amen.
And amen.
Okay, let's see if this is the one. Yeah, I think so. Okay, so this is from Kat. And Kat, what we're going to do is you have several prayer requests, so I'm going to do two at a time, because otherwise we'll be here for a long time. Her oldest son, Todd, died from results of drug abuse in August 2023. Her second, Robert Sean, still mourns the loss of his brother. We're going to pray for that. Hard to see where one stops and the other. We're just going to, let's just do that one, because I need to go through this. I'm just looking at it for the first time. Actually, we're going to do that one and the driving over your right foot and ankle, your husband in a tractor lawnmower last Friday, breaking your ankle. So let's heal the death of your son and your other sons and the whole family's resonance, sadness, grief, everything that goes with that incredible loss. And let's see your entire family surrounded in the most comforting, beautiful, tender light of healing and lifting anything that it is time to let go of that keeps a sort of oppressive grief in your energy, in your around you. And imagine that Christ himself was coming and touching everyone in your family and lifting that deep sadness in just the right amount through grace and with ease. We see the whole family healed and say, thank you to Jesus and amen. And then for your, this is very complex, friend. Your right foot and ankle, and taking care of your 95-year-old mother, and I know you're a vocal specialist, but what we're going to do is we're going to give you a special dispensation, and we're asking everybody to see that Kat, let me see, is that right? Yep, Kat. This foot and your husband and all these conditions that you're riding on, and we'll do the others on Thursday, all these conditions are about putting your attention on the conditions. And it seems like everyone around you is putting your attention on what's wrong, what's not right, grief, sadness, emotional, everything. We're going to pull all the energy back, and we're going to put it on God and Christ. And so on your right foot, you're going to see this is an opportunity for you to like see and experience your foot healing. See and experience the mercy of your love for your husband bringing you closer and calling this a miracle. See that it's your perception. It's the way you're seeing the situation, you're going to turn this around and everything you wrote about as your opportunity to claim your power to see miracles like Christ did. It's an opportunity. That's why it's happening all at once. It's an opportunity not to give your attention to the things that are happening, but to choose what you wish to experience even in difficult circumstances. So we see you blessed with the first of these two prayer requests. We see you having attracted millions of people to hear it and experience the same blessing in their life. And we see that everyone has been blessed to transform what they're giving their attention to back into the center of their I am in Christ. In Jesus' name, we see great blessings and miracles surrounding you and say amen.
Amen.
And I think that's it.
Are we ready for Jeannie?
And we're ready for Jeannie. I got to find Jeannie. Here we go, right there.
Okay.
Heavenly
right.
Father,
good.
Thank you. Thank you for never leaving my side. Through every challenge in my life, you've been my strength and my guide. I'm grateful and thankful for your love, your wisdom, and all the blessings, both the ones I see and the ones I don't, even though I don't understand you are working for my good. Amen and amen. All about owning your power. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Heavenly Father, thank you for all the answered prayers, all the blessings in our lives, for all the leaders and listeners on the Big Call every Tuesday and Thursday, RV Blessing and the Med Beds. We continue to pray for everyone's health, finances, and well-being. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed and safe week. Jeannie. That's
very good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Pastor Scott, and everybody that wrote in for prayer requests and praise reports and thank you for that. Thank you, Sue, for doing a great job on all that and bringing that out.
Thank
praying
you.
For everybody.
I just need a little second for my testimonial here. Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, what do you mean, oh, boy? Do you have it, or do you
need
me to stretch?
I found it. I found it. Okay.
You don't need me to stretch. You notice how sometimes in video, when somebody is not quite ready for a segment or a video segment or something, they'll make the stretch symbol. Stretch. Stretch the time out. Stretch a little bit.
Yeah.
So that we can fill. It's fill. Right, Sue? All right.
But you never have a hard time with that, Bruce.
No, not me. I've kind of, ready. What's it called? In season and out of season. A man up for all seasons. I'm ready to go. Yeah. It's like people say, are you ready? And the guy answers, I was born ready. I always like that expression. I was born ready. Sue, tell us a little bit about everything you're thinking as far as your segment is concerned. Anything you'd like to impart to us tonight?
Yeah. This is interesting. I'm just letting it come through. I'd like everybody to do something. I'd like everybody to, it just came in. I'd like everybody to do something, and I want you to take your arms, and I want you to open them up as big as you possibly can, as big and wide, and look up and just say, I am open to stretching and receiving. On a much bigger level.
Scale.
And I'm gonna give a shout out to a guy that went to Princeton. I'm just gonna call him T. And do you know the science of that? I mean, this is totally unexpected. This is unscripted. It just came in.
The science of opening your arms to receive?
Almost. It's kind of related. A neuropsychologist by the name of Les Fehmi, F-E-H-M-I, got into basically, measuring brain waves.
And he noticed and he studied that if you get really narrow in your thinking, like you've been on screen time, if you take your hands and you put it to the side of your face, which is kind of, I'm extrapolating a little bit, but it's basically proprioception and your experience of reality is shaped by what you do with your body, how you embody it. And he did research on the fact that if you take your hands and you're, like, you're uptight or you're stressed or you're overly focused or you're tense, and you put your hands, he calls it the open focus method. You can get it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And you put your hands out like a foot, foot and a half to the sides, mm-hmm. you open up to an expanded awareness of what is possible. Mm-hmm. And that's the purpose always of this segment that you're in, the Sue segment. It's to use and to help bring you the new sciences that are emerging that prove what Christ was being, what he was being, how he did it, why he did it, what were the mechanics of that? And why Christ's teachings are going to be so important during the RV and how to get it into your body. So here's a testimonial that came in today that I really liked. It says, remembering who I am. Sue, I want to thank you for these MedBed classes, but most of all, I want to thank you for the meditations. I felt like when I listened to you, I remembered who I was. I felt like I got to slow down and really reflect on the meaning of what coming out of the med bed will mean to me and what it could mean to the world. Can I thank you enough? I don't think so. Many blessings, Angela. So we're going to park here for just a minute, and because it's getting really interesting to me to notice some distinctions. It turns out that when you quiet your mind and you let your brain waves slow, like as soon as you shut your eyes, within 18 seconds, both of your hemispheres start linking. It's called brain synchrony. And when your hemispheres link, you're accessing more of your integrated brain power. And if you think about people you know, you may notice those, and we're going to get a little scientific here, that, you know, when you're talking to them, what are you feeling in your body? When you're listening to me, what are you feeling in your body? Are you feeling felt? Are you feeling resonated with? Does your body have a felt sense of my words? That interior sense is being studied as a qualitative state. Like, what do people, remember Maya Angelou who said, people won't remember what you said, they won't remember what you did, but they will remember how you made them feel. Now think about what Christ made you feel. Christ made you feel that you and he were one, that his power could be transmitted to you, that same power was in you. Should have been repeated more and more and more in his ministry. I wish that power is in you right now. And so that experience of power is called qualia.
It's the interior, and there are new societies that are studying this scientifically, and it's all connected to the new science of quantum energy, quantum connection, qualia, quanta. Go do your homework. But what we try to do with meditation, which is very, very important for this new world, is we bring the qualia or the frequency. What is it going to feel like in your body to be in a new body and with maybe new thinking ability and to be as open in a new world that is going to be dedicated to Christed principles? Not everybody, not all at once, but your whole purpose is to align with people that are into the possible, the faith, not what has been, but what can be. Now be in your body, this new body, and imagine you could think with a Christ mind. You can even put that in your, I have it in mine. Put it in your medbed requests. I want to have an enlightened mind. I want a divine mind. I want an unlimited mind. And imagine the world being recalibrated to that. And what would it be like if you had people around you that could help you feel that, know that, work with you to create that in your projects? What would it be like if you were the person that could speak that into your projects? The MedBed 100 program gets you into the qualia, the inner experience of really, it's not like the MedBeds is an object and I'm going in to repair my body and my body's separate from me. That's all old. That's all Earth era thinking. That's all linear thinking. That's out. You need to have the qualia, the qualitative experience of hearing people talking about what, I don't have to be bald. Wow, I can play the violin if I like it. Wow, first thing I have to do is write down the things that I don't like or that are disturbing me. Yes. First you have to repair the trauma from survival. And everybody, thank you again, Bob, for bringing up the Make America Healthy Again article. You have lived in a world that was designed to take you out, basically. If you really look at it, it's amazing any of us are walking or talking or anything. The doctors, the medical industrial complex, it's amazing. It's amazing. The laws, the corruption. It's amazing.
The big pharma, the jab.
It's great. The media, this, all going to go away. So do you think you need to step into the alternative, but the true Christ reality in meditation and in classes designed to help you think, okay, this is the new world, the clean slate, this is what I want to choose. That's what the MedBed 100 program, which is done in 2 nights, 4 emails, will give you. There's not going to be that much more. And the people that are casual, like, oh, I can't find my email. I'm sorry. I'm being like, I'm sorry, but it's a little real. It's a little real for me. And I just go, okay. Just like the teaching said, if you're casual about it, then yeah, that's fine. Pick your reality. Yeah. This isn't for casual people. The stuff we do 200 in A classes, it's not casual. It's not casual.
It's focused.
It's not. Right. It's very, okay. very intentional. And the people that attend those classes are very, very intentional about aligning with what's coming, about staying involved in the new, about rewiring their brains out of survival, about learning how people are going to be, function, and how they can be the best people and enjoy what they're doing, like the people Bob was around. That's the point. It's not to be same old, same old. So there are times when I just go, okay. Like, everybody gets to be where they are. MedBed 100 program is for people that are really going to be committed to being in their new bodies in a new way, in a way that makes their heart sing, owning their power and starting projects and making this a glorious heaven on earth. Quantum Leadership and Future Founder is about understanding. You're going to get a video of a guy talking about quantum, you know, basically what is quantum design, what is quantum thinking. It's a starter. That course could be extended over a year, but it's a starter, so you get to understand in specifics how you need to start to think about what is essential in your life and what the boundaries are for being a quantum leader. One of the things that could happen, and I'm almost at the end, is that there's going to be so much new, so many people going through new experience, that this is why that grandmother said, I need this for my 7 grandchildren. Because it centers you back in your power, in God, in Christ, but so you have a quantum framework. It helps you understand what does that look like, not telling you, but so you can write that for yourself. That's the difference about what we're about to go through. Everybody's going to be sovereign, responsible for creating their own reality. And the more tools that you have to unlearn the way you've learned reality and relearn the power you have in Christ to create your reality, who wins? Regenerative Future Network. You win, your family wins, society wins, and our planet wins. It's got to be across the board. The more skill you have, the more everything wins. And that's what we're dedicated to. So if you want to get either of those, all you have to do is send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com, and you're going to put MedBed 100 or MBQL. They're each $100. You can either get both, or you can get them separately. And just put your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal or not. If you don't have PayPal, all you have to do is we'll send you an invoice. We'll put all you have to do is enter your credit card, and within 6 hours you will get the courses or the course. But here's the thing you want to ask. When somebody has spent 30 years doing this kind of research and has been in devotion, because this is for people that are devoted. That's my new thing. Be around the people that are devoted and doing something with it. Devoted. If you're devoted to your best future, wouldn't you want to get from the people that have devoted their lives to bringing these technologies out, and a researcher, the one you're listening to right now, that is devoted making that accessible to you, only you can answer that. And that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Very strong. Very good. I love that. It's a lot of good information. And I know that a lot of people have picked that MedMed 100 and Quantum Leader 100 course up, but there's still more of you out there that can benefit from this and ask yourself the question that Sue just asked, because that is really what it comes down to. So thank you so much, Sue, for that, your segment, everything that you've done for us tonight for years, for 10 years almost now. So thank you very much. Bob, we did have a prayer request, and I cannot remember exactly what type of cancer the woman had, but she asked if Bob has anything that he would recommend during this. I believe she was having treatments done. Of course, I knew what the answer was for me, but I want to hear it from you as part of your segment tonight, if you will, sir.
Yeah, sure, Bruce. You know, we just actually communicated with somebody today with the same issue. And whenever somebody has cancer, there's usually also a high level of inflammation in their body, and a lot of times that's what led to it. And so you want to get that inflammation down. And right. In addition to that, you want to make sure that you maintain your muscle mass, because when people go through treatments for cancer, they lose a lot of muscle weight. And about 60% of the time, when a person with cancer dies, it's because they've died from muscle wasting. And so that's not necessary to happen. So you can increase your outcome significantly by getting down your inflammation and maintaining your muscle weight, or even gaining muscle. So the best thing to do that, to get your inflammation down, is to use both Boomer Boost and Barley, our dynamic combo. So why is that? Because there's many different types of antioxidants that help with inflammation. Some are in the barley and some are in Boomer Boost. So get that dynamic combo. And also, we've talked a lot recently about Myotrol, which was specifically designed for gaining muscle weight and maintaining your muscle weight. It's easy to get that too. And then the other thing is this, Bruce, about 2.5 years ago, a doctor from Sarasota, Florida, wrote a book that's called Can Curcumin Cure Cancer? And if you can find that book, you know, on the internet for sale. And the reason that he wrote that book is a new technology came about that made curcumin about 40 times more absorbable than it previously was, and they started seeing tremendous results with it. The man that created that product is a friend of mine, and we can help people get directly to that product, and there's been a lot of people that have used it with great success. And so that's a really good start for what somebody would want to do. And so give us a call at the office or shoot us an email. If you're nearby, come by the office, and we'll help you to get started increasing the chances for a positive outcome. But and also, Bruce, you know, right now is a good time to get your barley. The barley is on sale right now at buy one, get one half off. And so this is a really good time for anybody that wants barley for whatever reason. And yes, you can mix and match. I heard somebody ask today, can you mix and match, get one of each kind? And yes, you can. So the other thing that we are doing is we have a 50% off sale. The two of them are our other powders, meaning the premium probiotics and the Flexol lignans. And the probiotics are really great for helping people that have intestinal issues, even people that have affective issues like depression and anxiety, they've helped tremendously with. And so do the Flexol lignans help with depression and anxiety. Lignans are very powerful polyphenols that trigger genetic expression. And they help for those types of disorders. They also help with different types of cancer. And they're also very highly anti-inflammatory. The other product that's on sale is our olive leaf extract, which helps to boost people's immune system, which is obviously a good thing in general, but particularly for people that have cancer. So the last thing that's on sale, Bruce, is it's a sale for almost anybody can take advantage of. And there's a threshold of purchase. If you buy $150 worth of products, you get some free barley. You're going to get a travel size heirloom barley that is normally about a $50 value, and you're going to get it for free if you spend $150. So it's like a 25% discount overall, right? But it's a free product. So that's that part. And we do have some testimonials, Bruce, pretty interesting. This guy wrote in about the Dynamic Combo, which is the barley and boomer boost we're talking about. It says,
right,
is my first drink of the day, and I love it. It allows me to work for about 5 hours before having my first meal of the day. Mm-hmm. I feel so healthy. I just want to scream with joy and jump to the stars.
Great. That's so cool.
And he goes, I also drink the collagen with another product that I purchased from Costco. It's called Juice. The combination of these products once a day is absolutely incredible. Thanks to the Boomers team, I feel 30 years younger than my actual age. That's a very good and very typical testimonial, Bruce. Now, here's another one. This is about Myotrol. This gentleman sent in a picture of himself. It's actually a video. I'm not going to play it, but he writes in, he's very straight to the point. Lost weight from 180 down to 167. Then started the Myotrol, and my weight went back up to 173. That was due to muscle mass gain. Muscle that had gone away came back. I'm feeling fit, and my strength has returned. That's a really good thing. You know, as people get older, that's a typical thing. Their strength diminishes, and they have trouble moving around. They have trouble, opening up a jar.
Opening bottles, opening jars. Yeah.
All kinds of things when your body gets weak. But when you use Myotrol, and especially with Gladiator barley mixed together, boy, it reverses it really quickly, and you can get your life back. And that's what this gentleman was talking about. And
that's great.
Bruce, there was just one other thing I wanted to say, because there's this article that just came out today that's called The Role of Inflammation in Heart Disease. Mm. And it's subtitled, What Primary Care Physicians Should Know. Now think about this, Bruce. Here's an article being written in a major medical journal saying, these are what the primary care physicians should know. We have this revelation. Inflammation leads to heart disease. In 2025, there was an article on the cover of Time magazine in 1980 talking about this, right? And they're still trying to educate physicians about it. And they go into all these things. It does this. It creates inflammation, which creates, hardening of the arteries, and on and on and on. It's all about heart disease. And then they come to the end, and they talk about a few things that the doctors should do to help their patients. One is caution them not to eat too much sugar and damaging seed oils. Lose weight, reduce your stress, treat your trauma, and sleep better. Right? Now, all of these things are great, but what are the chances that a primary care physician who's going to be seeing 80 patients a day is going to have the capability to really motivate one of their patients about their diet, really help them to lose weight, counsel them about how to manage their stress, how to mitigate trauma, how to get a good night's sleep, much less educate them about the compounds that reduce inflammation, like superoxide dismutase and trimethylglycine. This is a fool's game. The doctors are never going to be able to do it, right? And so that's why people need other types of providers that have the time, that have the knowledge, that have the podcasts, the blogs, the techniques on videos about how to mitigate trauma and stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
A podcast about exactly how do you get a good night's sleep, and where do you secure stabilized superoxide dismutase and trimethylglycine to knock down your inflammation, right? It doesn't matter what this article says. You are not going to get that from your primary care physician.
That's right.
And what they don't say in this article, Bruce, is it's not only heart disease that inflammation causes. It's also strokes, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, right? Autoimmune diseases, like Parkinson's disease. And they don't tell you that almost every disease is caused by inflammation, and that if you have too high of inflammation, you better do every possible thing in your power to try to start getting it down, right?
We
have a whole podcast just on inflammation, Bruce, that goes into every detail and every aspect of what you need to do. And we're there with an 800 number that we answer that you can call with questions, guidance, support, and there's no charge. You're not calling to get an appointment that you're going to be charged money for. This is what you're going to get information, whether you decide to use Boomer products or not, whether you need Boomer products or not, you're still going to get free help and free information that will be tremendous value for you, and actually be able to do something about what this doctor is talking about in this article with a pipe dream of educating doctors what to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyways,
that's
it, Bruce. And also the name of that house was called Falling Water.
That's it, Falling Water, or Waters.
Falling Water, and it's in Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania, yeah, Falling Water.
Yep.
That's it, yeah. Thanks, Bob, I appreciate that so much. And, Bob, that's just so important, the whole concept of getting, you say, well, how do I measure my inflammation? How do I know that if it's high or if it's low or where it is? You know, because maybe you feel it, maybe you don't feel it. But when you go to get a blood test, you have to ask your doctor to say, Doc, will you order me what's the test, Bob? It's the
CRP.
CRP.
It's called
CRP. I'm thinking Q. CRP, C-reactive protein, CRP. And that test is the best indicator of what your inflammation is. The lower the number, the better. And I testified to Bob many years ago that my CRP went down to less than 0.1%. At the time, that was as low as it could go. And then below that, I got below that and got to zero or negative zero or something unmeasurable, immeasurable even at less than 0.1%, which is a very good thing. So I can testify that came from the combination of Boomer Boost and Barley, the dynamic combo. And that's what we're recommending everybody get and start with. And also, the premium probiotics, Winter, Lignans, L-I-G-N-A-N-S, Lignans, excellent. All four of those powders are really start. You can add the other supplements as well. There are a lot of them on sale now. You can get, I love starting, you know, vitamin B complex, vitamin C, got to have that. D3, got to have that. And then you go from there. And there's a few more that you could get. But, you know, and the Myotrol to build muscle, it's a great, great immune builder, immune defense builder. And I would highly recommend that. And that's been really, really a great, relatively new product, about what, 6 or 8 months old now for us. So to get to see these products, just go to my site, which is bigcalluniverse.com, bigcalluniverse.com. And when you get on there, you'll see the homepage has a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link to Bob's website. Click on the Boomers, boom, you're in his site, and you can go through and look at the various products. You can see which ones are on sale. You can look at the footer of the page and see the podcasts, like Bob was talking about. He's done a lot of work, and it's really, really good. You've got YouTube archive videos. You've got podcasts. You've got training on neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, tapping. You've got training on havening. And all of that is in there. It's all there free. Check it out. Go through, throw a sale together for you, put an order together, and submit it. And I like the idea, if you get to $150, you get a free $50 value with heirloom barley, a half-size canister of heirloom barley, which is a great travel-size canister, by the way. I had a couple of those years ago, and I've kept the empty canisters for when I travel. I can put my product in there, and I'm all set, and I've got it ready to go for travel. So, you know, that's highly recommended. Also, to call the toll-free number Bob was talking about, if you have a question, if you have something you need to talk to them about, you know, or if you want to come by and visit, if you're down in Southwest Florida, you can do that, because they're down in St. Petersburg, Florida, Central Avenue. And all you got to do is give them a call and set that up. So, the 800 number is 800-861-4609, 800-861-4609, and that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time right now. So, it's very exciting. Things are really happening. Bob is just doing yeoman's work to get things out, and they love Big Call listeners. They're really good. Say, hey, yeah, I heard about this on the Big Call. Yeah, Bob was talking about it on the Big Call. Yeah, I mean, that's really the ticket right there, you know? And if you call up and all of a sudden, you know, you can't get in, they give you a message that says leave your name and phone number, go ahead and do it. They'll call you right back as soon as they get off the line. They'll call you right back. Stephanie is my rep. And I call in. If I get her, great. If I don't, she'll call me right back. And just leave her a quick message. Say, this is Bruce on the Big Call. I've got a little order to give you. Boom. She'll call back, and I'll put an order together. Now, she knows my number. I'm in the system, so it's not a big deal. She calls right back. We don't spend a lot of time talking and kvetching and whatever on the phone. We just talk, and she's great. And so is Lucy. And so is everybody else that's there at Boomers. So, thank you, Bob. Excellent job. All right, guys. We're going to move out of Bob's milieu and bring you into the Intel realm. Okay. Now, we had to get through Memorial Day yesterday. Hope everybody had a good holiday. We got through that. We were told last week that it looked like we would get started with numbers today. Didn't happen. Okay, what are the reasons, and where are we? All right, here's where we are. Let's start, first of all, with what could take us another 3 or 4 days, according to our Iraqi contact, who was speaking with the head of the CBI. We call it the Sovereign Bank of Iraq now, but they still refer to it as the Central Bank. And that was Alak, A-L-A-K. Alak is the head of the CBI. So what was said was that we have a solid rate on the dinar, on the Forex, and it's known throughout the Middle East and internationally, not really revealed here to us yet. I know what it is, but as is me, but I'm not supposed to put it out. That's okay. Our rate's going to be a lot different anyway. It's going to be much higher. This is the rate in country for Iraq. Also, it's what we would call an international rate, and it's a good, solid rate. And it will continue to trade upward on the Forex. It's on the Forex solid. Now, Alak said that this would be a managed float. I heard that term, I don't know how many years ago. A managed float, which tells me they're watching it increase in value on Forex, but they're also managing it to an extent to get it to the level that they need it to, they want it to. Okay, so it's a managed float. He said probably another 3 or 4 days for that to occur. All right, I'm thinking, okay. So we don't have a Tuesday, probably don't have a Wednesday, probably, who knows? And then another source is telling us, well, there are no rates on the redemption center screens after noon today. They went off at noon. Thought, okay. And the other same source said those rates should be back up Saturday. Now, Saturday is the 31st of May. May 31st is Saturday. And I'm thinking, okay, does that mean nothing for us really happens between Tuesday, which is tonight, and Saturday? It could very well be the case. And here's the other reason why. President Trump's not real thrilled right now with Putin and what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. So he's trying to broker that peace and get that established, kind of a requisite, if you think about it, for Jassara, okay? So we can't have that going on. We got to have a brokered peace. We also, he's working on, President Trump, thank God for President Trump, is working on a peace with Palestine, Hamas, Iran is a big player in this, for the funding of Hamas, and Hezbollah, and the other, you know, terrorist organizations. And that's something that my understanding is about 50% complete in terms of the the brokered piece, let's call it. So we've got at least another day or two to go on that to get Hamas squared away. The one good piece of news regarding that today was there is a company that is American, but not our military, that is handling humanitarian aid, food, and other things to the residents of the Gaza Strip. And that's going on now and starting today. And I understand the Israeli Defense Force, the IDF, is offering the protection for that humanitarian effort that's going on. And there has been some resistance in getting humanitarian aid there, but this is evidently working successfully. And we just continue to believe that it will continue to offer food and medicine and clothing and whatever else the people of the Gaza need. They're receiving that aid today, now. That's good. That's really good. So you've got peace that needs to be established through some serious ceasefires and possibly peace treaties or agreements to take place. I believe we still have a ceasefire underway down between India and Pakistan. Fortunately, that seems to be holding. But the two hotspots are Russia and the Ukraine, and of course, Iran and their involvement as a third party with Hamas. That's going on, those two hotspots. And I understand they're still finding, couldn't believe this, still finding underground site, laboratory, if you will, for the manufacture or the receipt of adrenochrome, which blew my mind that that's still going on underground in Ukraine in tunnels. So I'm sure they're coming after that. They're going to try to put a stop to all that. So that takes us to, at this point, Saturday the 31st. So do we get notified Saturday or Sunday, which is the 1st of June, and start on Monday, June 2nd? I think that's probably what we're looking at. That's more or less an extrapolation of the information that we've received and what it really will look like. Hey, if we have to go to Saturday to even get rates to come back up on Redemption Center screens, then that looks like a likely outcome. If something happens sooner, I'll let you know on Thursday night's call. We'll get a whole new run through on what is currently happening. But if you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, pray for peace on the Gaza Strip, pray for peace between Russia and the Ukraine, so that the requisites for Nasara and Jassara in this case, could be met. All right, what else? What about, does this do anything for our Doge payments? The latest information and update today on Doge is that would start in the first 12 days of June. I had it starting in the first week going through June. Today we're kind of talking about the first 12 days of June for Doge. And it's substantial. If you're 60 and over, you better be sitting down when you look at your account, because it's very substantial. What about R&R? still will be there. Restitution and reclamation allowance, or whatever the R you want to substitute for that, that is going to be at the redemption centers when we go in for our exchange appointment and redemption of Zim. Okay? That'll be there. Now, what about, let's see, I got Doge, I got that, the RV, and the next thing, of course, is going to be increase in Social Security. Well, it sure isn't happening this month, is it? Supposed to have been in May? Nope, don't think so. I'm thinking it's also going to be in June. Don't worry about it. That's of a list of 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the least important. Sure, it helps if you're a senior and you don't have currency. Yeah, but those of us on this call, a lot of us have Zim. Most of us have dong or dinar or another exotic currency that's no longer going to be exotic. It's going to be mainline currency. All right, so you've got that. The next piece is, when is Nasara and Jasara taking place? Latest update on that is June 5th to June 15th. 5th to the 15th, that 10-day period, should occur and take place for us in that time frame, the 5th of June through the 15th of June. That's today's information. And that's Nasara and Jasara. Will we see videos of tribunals? Will we see, God knows what we're going to see. I don't know. I think it is part of the plan. I don't know how soon it's going to be shown. I don't know if it's going to be all the time, 24/7, blah, blah, blah. There is no 10 days of darkness. That was a misnomer from the deep state. Don't buy that. They used the cutting off of cell phone service, internet service, all of that in areas where they were arresting people that, you know, to keep them from communicating to each other. That was all done and good, and most of those arrests are already complete. There are probably still more to go, but they've got quite a bit done in the U.S. and quite a bit done already internationally. Sounds like there's still some more to go. But they're far enough along, I believe, where it's not a factor right now for us in terms of us getting started with numbers first, setting appointments second, and going in for exchanges third. That's our 1, 2, 3. So I want to say this is the perfect time to get in touch with Sue if you haven't received your copy of the MedBed 100s course or the Quantum Leader Future Founder course we call Quantum 100. Each course is $100, and the MedBed 100 will tell you everything you need to know over a two-night class of about 3+ hours that you can listen to over and over again. If you want to hear it again, you can. It's very valuable for you. I think it's an absolute must if you're thinking about taking advantage of the med beds, which is tremendous. The other, the Quantum Leader Future Founder course, Sue said tonight, is something that you could have a course like that could last a year. The good news is this course is there for you from two nights, again, a little over three hours, and you listen to that at your own pace. But I think it's an absolute must-listen-to audio course, and I highly recommend everybody get them. So if you want them, you would put MedBed 100 plus Quantum 100, $200 for both if you want them both, and you send Sue an email to Integrated Minds. How do you spell integrated? INTEGRATED and Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Send that off to her with your name and your cell phone number in the body of your email, and indicate if you have PayPal to use, or if you'd write it, if you don't have it, she'll invoice you through PayPal, and you'll be able to respond to that. Now, here's the trick. Send these on over tonight if you can. Send her these emails and be looking for the responses back immediately, right away. Keep watching your emails because there'll be a succession of three or four emails that you'll need to pay attention to. Okay? So do that. Pay attention to it and look for them, and everything's there. All you do, the link will be in the email. All you do is click on it, and you can listen to it just like you do the Big Call or anything else that you see online. All right? Now, here's the last piece. I recommend that everybody, if you're not already registered, put your email in on my website, bigcalluniverse.com. Put your email in. Why? Two reasons. One, if you do, we're going to be able to send you out an email with the 800 number in it, so you make sure that you have it. And two, that we'll have an email to contact you about the projects that I plan to do with help from Big Call Universe, especially on Rebuild America and on Rebuild International. Might need a little help on the Veterans Retreat Network, and maybe a little bit on the Pastoral Retreat Network. That's right, P-A-S-T-O-R-A-L, Pastoral, not Pastoral, Pastoral Retreat Network. Okay, so if you're interested in that, we need a way to get in touch with you, because at some point when the numbers come in and we're starting to set our appointments for exchange, we are not going to be doing live calls like we do now, Tuesday and Thursday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern. So instead of that, I might record a podcast with Bob or just me or Bob and I or Sue, Bob and I. We'll see what happens. Because Sue's got her thing. She's going to be going in her direction. Bob's going to be doing some stuff. I'm going to be doing things. But I'll be working with Bob and hopefully with Sue on some of these projects. So that's why we need for you to be registered. Many of you have. If you've already registered and you haven't changed your email, we've got you. If you've got a new email, you want to go ahead and register under your new email, or you're a new listener to the Big Call, feel free to register. All you do is put it in. At the bottom of the page, it'll tell you how to sign up. There's no charge. You just sign up, and we will be in touch with you with our future plans and projects. It's going to be good. Sorry to yawn. I guess that's a sign it's time for the call to be over. Let's thank Sue again for doing a wonderful job for us on the Big Call as a host, co-host. And Bob as well, great stuff tonight. Love everything that you had to say, and just think it's terrific. Everybody check in and check on the site. See what Bob has in the way of products, and the sale prices are great. It's a great opportunity to get some of that and get the nutrition that your body needs. Your body's craving that. That's why you want snacks all the time. Because you're not getting the nutrition that you need. And these nutritionals will provide that, especially the dynamic combo of Boomer Boost and Barley. And it's not bad to have the premium probiotics and the lignans either. And if you're a woman who's getting ready to go through the change, menopause, the lignans are great for that. For perimenopause, menopause, quasi-menopause, whatever you want to call it, it's all good. Very good. Very good for that. It's sort of like hormone replacement therapy in a way. It works great. So, it's kind of like herbal replacement therapy. Let me say this. Let's pray the call out, and then we'll be in touch Thursday. We'll see what has happened, see what's occurred between Tuesday and Thursday, and we'll talk then, and we'll have a great call, and with any anticipation, we'll get started right away with exchanges. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Big Call Universe. Thank you, SAT team, for getting the call out all over the globe. And thank you, Jeannie and Pastor Scott, GCK, and all the contributors that sent in prayer requests and praise reports to the Big Call tonight. So everybody have a wonderful day, night, tonight, and day tomorrow, and we'll see you on Thursday. Let's pray out the call. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done to prepare us for this time, for such a time as this. We have been called to be available and ready for this immense blessing that is coming. Thank you for bringing it all the way through. Thank you for completing everything that needs to be completed, especially in the way of peace in the Middle East and peace between Russia and Ukraine. Help President Trump and his staff to do everything that they can do to bring this about. We thank you for all that you've done in our lives and what you're continuing to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. We will talk with you Thursday night.